When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're now locked into The Zone with Diamonds and Roses podcast, bringing you one step closer to Pacific Northwest and Southwest Canada baseball news, stories, and history. Proudly fueled by Baseballism, they're America's brand, Big League Chew, the official bubblegum of Diamonds and Roses podcast, and Devo Bat Company, professional wood grain bats for the love of the game. And now your hosts, Ben and Travis.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Diamonds and Roses podcast. And as you can hear, some background today, as I am at the Hillsboro Hops versus Vancouver Canadiens. And none other than Portland's own Deborah Gill is joining me for this episode. And I feel so honored to have you with me. So how are you doing, Deborah?
I'm doing great. I'm at a ball game. What's not to like?
I've noticed you've been at a lot of Hops games this year. What attracts you to come to and watch the Hillsboro Hops?
My husband and I kind of have a saying about support the locals. Uh-huh. It's like whenever you go out to eat or go to a coffee shop, you want to support locals. And this is locally owned, locally run team. They're a fantastic addition to entertainment in the area. It's great family fun. I'm a huge baseball fan from when I was a kid. So again, it's like what's not to like? I mean, how many things can you pay that little and sit outside and enjoy a summer evening and talk with friends or family and watch a ball game? I mean, just there's so many things about it to thoroughly love.
Especially with your husband. I mean, we were just having this wonderful conversation for the last half hour or so. Offline, and we're just talking nothing about baseball and talking about all the wonderful experiences he's had at games, anywhere from spring training to getting whacked with baseballs to so on. But you know, you have a partner who loves watching baseball right along with you. Like, how does that make you feel, like, as a person, to like have that support?
It's
for
the
baseball?
Best ever. I mean, it's something that you would always dream and hope for, that when you find a partner in life that they love the things you love.
Yeah.
And not only, you know, values and what you care about, but also entertainment. You know, do you like the same music? Do you love sports? No? Mm-hmm. Well, then I don't think we can stay together.
Yeah.
You got it. And we do. We both love sports. We always have. It's been part of who we are from even before we met. So it was a natural to gravitate toward something like this. We've hit lots of ball fields and games from minor league to major league.
Yeah.
For Vancouver, the top of the fourth.
What's that one experience that you've had with your husband when you've gone to these ballparks? What's that one memorable experience that you've had?
Wow, it's hard to name one. But what is fun is, like, with baseball, you never...
Hops fans, thanks to our friends at Dorn Becker and Hillsboro Medical Center.
Some of the same things are going to happen in each game.
We've got some
but
more pumps
and
bags
that
Barley and his friends
really
are able to hand out. This time they're in section 7 and 8.
We came to one game.
Make some noise.
That went into extra
and
innings.
If you're lucky
and lasted so
to get
long.
A prize bag,
they were basically
make sure
looking
you look
for
in there. There's a
anybody left in the team
that, you
that
can
could
redeem
pitch.
At the door.
Oh, wow.
They were running out of pitchers.
You know,
and it was just kind of
an additional prize.
That was memorable.
But you must
and we were joking about,
sixth
you know, even the bat boy, hey, can you throw a ball good? You're up. You
yeah.
know, it's just you never know what you're going to see. And what we were telling you earlier about, you know, wanting to, one of the big dreams of mine is to go to every major league stadium in the country. I'm more than halfway there.
Yeah.
And in each one, we've gotten to see different things and what we like about the ballpark and, you know, getting to see Mecca, the, you know, in Boston and
yeah.
the Green Wall, the Green Monster. And it was such an experience seeing that. And then getting to see Mookie Betts hit 3 home runs in one game.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, that made it special. So it's almost like I don't have one particular moment. There's so many that just when you go to a ball game, there's always something fun and unique that happens.
Yeah. The smells. The
every
sights,
game.
The game, the fans, and just like, you know, this is a, I mean, it's a smaller park, but it gives you that intimate feeling
I
of being a part of it.
I love minor league ball for that reason, because it's so, just that, it's intimate and small, and that's one of my things that is different from a lot of people when, the major leagues, they talk about building new stadiums and they always want to go bigger and bigger. My thought is, why go big? Why go bigger? Why not keep it in the 28,000 range
yeah.
or even a little less? Make it smaller and more intimate and more, I don't know, kind of that family feel, as opposed to being great big. And if you don't attract big crowds, then it just feels empty and barren.
Yeah.
If you keep it smaller, then it will always feel more full, regardless of how many people's there. But that's my take.
No, that's an interesting take, and I like how you're explaining that, because, you know, it would make sense, you know, to do that versus going extremely big. And we've seen it in baseball these days.
Nobody.
Tampa Bay to Oakland, just to name a couple. And it's just like, well, they can't fill these stadiums. Why? What's the need to have these? And I will say this, publicly financed stadiums, because that's where it's at right now. A lot of these stadiums are publicly financed, and that's what they're looking for. So I agree with you. I think it should be more intimate and bring that feeling of being back to the ball game, because they say it's America's game.
It should. I think smaller stadiums would fit fill a lot of empty spaces, as far as, obviously, if it's smaller, it wouldn't be as expensive to build.
Yeah.
If it's smaller, it would be easier to fill. I mean, it's just, there's a lot about, to me, that makes sense, but I'm not a business person building the next stadium.
Yeah.
I guess the mindset has always been, let's go bigger, let's go even bigger, you know, and I just think smaller is better.
Yeah. So, your husband brought up a great point when we were talking, and you had mentioned you've been to about half of the Major League Baseball stadiums. And I like his thought process behind this, and it's like, you got to separate the older stadiums versus the newer stadiums. And I know he talked about Fenway, and he talked about Wrigley Field. Just because I think, I don't know, somebody may correct me if I'm wrong, I think they're the two oldest stadiums left.
I believe so.
So clearly, as far as older, they're iconic.
They are iconic.
So let's set the older stadiums aside. But the ones that you've been to, which one did you like, and what was it about that stadium that you liked the most?
One of them for me, and anybody that knows me, would be a given. I love where the Giants play, but Giants are my favorite team.
Yeah.
But I love everything about that ballpark. The fact that, you know, it looks out over the bay, that uh-huh. people could catch foul balls out in the water. Just how it has a little bit of an old school feel in how they designed it and made it, and yet it is new. It's just, it's an absolutely beautiful ballpark, and it happens to be home to my favorite team. So,
yeah.
So that's my all-time favorite.
So we know the Giants are your favorite team. Who would be your favorite player that you have liked throughout the years? Or is there multiple?
Yeah. I love Brandon Crawford. I love Buster Posey.
Buster
I'm gonna name all Giants players. Brandon Bell. They're doing really well this year, which makes me very happy.
Will Clark, right? Back in the day.
Oh, of course. He's talk about iconic and history. I love Will Clark back in the day.
Barry Bonds, you know. Whether you like the Roid era or not, you still got to admit, like, it was interesting for baseball.
It was.
At the time when all this was going on.
It drove a lot of interest. And
for the Hops in the bottom of the fourth, no runs, and no hits after four innings. Hops
everybody wanted to see, who's going to break the record. Yeah. And how's it going to happen? And who's going to do it? And but, yeah, it's sad that there is that controversy surrounding it.
Yeah. I mean, I love the fact of watching them hit into McCovey Cove. Like, seeing people paddle on their kayaks to get a baseball. So other than the Giants, is there like another team that you in Major League Baseball that you like to follow, or is it just as a whole, you know, you just like the sport and like to follow some really good players?
Just as a whole, I love the sport, and that's the best answer. I got more involved because my husband was born and raised in Phoenix. We've been to see the Diamondbacks, you know, in their stadium in Phoenix, and now with the Hillsboro Hops being an affiliate of theirs, I've got some interest in them as well. But it's more of a passing. It's not quite as deep as it is for the Giants. But I like the Diamondbacks.
Yeah. So I've been following you on Twitter for a while. And again, seeing like how your involvement with the Hops, so it's interesting to watch and see your adventures and your journeys as you come and you support your local team. Let's talk even more local.
Okay.
Let's talk about MLB to PDX push.
All right.
So clearly this is not your first rodeo of seeing a group come in and say, we want to bring professional baseball to Portland. We had the pushback early in the years to bring the Expos to Portland, and now we have this push, whether it be bringing a team like the A's, for example, which it's not settled right now, so we don't have no clue.
Right.
But I would say it's probably between Vegas and us.
Right.
At this point.
I would
think so. But what's it been like for you to kind of go through these two experiences now with push?
For someone who loves baseball, probably the same experience that everyone else has is that you're kind of on that emotional roller coaster where you want to believe that it could happen, and yet you kind of wonder, could it ever really? You know, is there enough momentum? Is there enough push? Is there ever going to be enough money backing? Because it takes, I mean, let's be honest, it is a business, and it takes a lot of money.
Over $1 billion?
A lot of money to build the stadium, to buy a team, to bring them here, to get everything, the infrastructure, and then the surrounding area, what goes on beyond the ballpark. I mean, there's just so much into it, and that's costly, and so that takes some big bucks backing, and, you know, is that ever really going to be there? So would I love to see a team here in Portland? Absolutely. And a beautiful ballpark, and you look at the designs that they came up with, and, you know, it would be fantastic to be able to sit in the ballpark in Portland with the river right there and watching your favorite home team.
Yeah.
You know, how great would that be?
It definitely, in some ways, if they could situate it in such a way, would remind me of... is it Oracle Park in San Francisco? No, it's not Oracle Park, but San Francisco's ballpark. It would remind me of that, of having the water behind it.
Yeah,
so, location of it, you know, clearly you just talked about it being down by the river.
Right. That was the site I thought was a pretty cool idea.
Yeah.
Although, again, the cleanup of that site alone, because of the industry that used to be there, you know, it's just, again, we're talking so much red tape to get through to clean up a site like that, and then to make it happen. It's just there's a lot involved, and so it's hard to fathom without someone with really deep pockets coming in and, you know, taking care of the majority of what the needs are.
Yeah, and the realistic thing is it's not actually too far from 23rd and Vaughn, where the old Vaughn Street Ballpark was back in the day, that hosted the Portland Beavers,
right.
and the Rosebuds, and then the Portland Ducks at one point. You know, I mean, I remember doing my research on this and it being like the Portland Ducks for I think like a season.
Yeah.
But you know, over the years, and just you know that historical aspect of it and it being so close, I think I would hope that they, if they got a team, they'd pay somewhat homage to that Portland, the Bond Street Stadium.
And I have no doubt that there would be a lot of the history brought into it, because Portland has a very storied baseball history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's even the movie about it, you know, the Battered Bastards of Baseball.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of history in Portland.
Let's speak of that. Like, you know, you have Bing Russell, famous actor from Hollywood, Maine originally, goes out to Hollywood, is Bonanza, and then, you know, has this team, and then his son Kurt Russell, right, now, you know, this famous actor, was part of this. And I mean, what better iconic like figure, and then have this documentary about the Battered Bastards of Baseball out there. What did you think of that movie?
I thought it was so good. It was so crazy and fun and interesting and amazing that all that happened right here.
I was, one of the things that surprised me, and I didn't know until I watched that movie, was that Big League Chew was invented in Portland, Oregon.
Right.
And it was like,
again, the history here, you know, of the baseball ties and the history here, it almost would be a shame to not have a Major League Baseball team. It's fantastic they have minor league, because at least we have professional ball here, but again, the history that Portland has, it would be really great to get some of that back again with a major league team here and a ballpark.
What did it mean to you to like have the Portland Beavers, like when they're here playing AAA, and then for them to leave? Like how did that make you feel?
Sad. It was sad. I became a soccer fan after that, though.
Yeah.
You know, and the Timbers joined MLS, and then that became that, and everything was changed. And I'm now a huge Timbers fan, and I love soccer, and so I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was sad. It was sad to see them go.
Yeah. So moving forward, like, you know, you talked about the smaller stadium, and you know, the building stands. I think they were talking about 32,000, maybe 30,000.
In my opinion, that's too big.
You think it's, yeah. I mean, I thought that was a good starting point for me, personally, when they talked about, you know, that level. And, you know, I just hope, like, whether it be expansion, whether it be a new team, a different team coming in, like maybe like the A's or something,
right,
that we can make it our own.
Yes, definitely.
Have you thought about some names that you might like for the team?
Oh, no. I loved Pioneers. I thought that was, you know, I like the PP, you know, the alliteration with the letters. And because of how Portland started,
this call to the bullpen is brought to you by Simply Fiber, the proud internet
there were
provider
some
of the Hillsboro Hops.
Pioneers in baseball, you know, that were back in the day.
For the Hops.
So I think
number
that would be
32, Gerald Ogando.
Other than that, no, I haven't really come up with my own.
Yeah. I mean, you could think of like the other teams that have been here. Like we talked about the Portland Beavers,
right,
has been a name. The Portland Mavericks has been a name that's been brought up. But little do people know that there was a Negro League baseball team in Portland. They were here for like 6 months, but it was like the Rosebuds. It's very hard to find information on them.
Yeah.
But Jackie Owens, the famous Olympian athlete, was a part owner of this team. So a little part of me would be like saying like it would be really nice to have
to pay
the Portland
homage to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be.
Because the Nashville, part of their name, they're the Nashville Stars, was just paying homage to another Negro League baseball team, the Stars. So I think it would be fun to pay homage to the Rosebuds.
Cool. I would like to see just all of the history brought in. You know, if and when a ballpark is built and a team that all of that, the storied history that we have that's so much a part of Portland is all brought into it, that, you know, maybe a memorial wall or a historical wall where you can look at old photographs and look at all the parts of, you know, many manifestations of baseball that have already existed. and how great they were in their own right, you know, even if they were short-lived.
Yes.
Like, you know, a six-month-long stint. It's still important.
Yes. Yeah, no, totally. But, so, you know, clearly it's a beautiful night. We're in a 3-1 ball game. I got to say, it's been very interesting, and I've enjoyed thus far conversations with you and
Thank you. And
your husband talking about baseball. I think for me personally, I really wanted to hear like what you thought of Major League Baseball to Portland, you know, about the Hops as a whole. And
love the Hops, love the organization, love the owners. They've become good friends. I love what they're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a special place. But yeah, to see a big ballpark in Major League Baseball in Portland again, beyond minor league, beyond the AAA that we had last, would be very, very special.
Yeah. So I got two more questions for you. We're gonna have one fun question at the end. I'm gonna save that to the end. But I wanna ask. So the Canadians are playing here, and it made Hillsboro their temporary home for this particular season. How proud did that make you feel as an Oregonian to know that Hillsboro welcomed the Vancouver Canadians?
Being good neighbors. It's just being good, you know, good citizens and helping out somebody that needed a place.
Yeah.
And they gave it to them.
And in fact,
Al and I came to a couple of Canadian games when the Hops weren't playing. Just to see baseball. It wasn't just, you know, we're not just here to support the Hops. It was, there's baseball here. Let's go watch them. And enjoy it. You know, mm-hmm. practically had the stadium to ourselves, which is sad for them. I know it's got to be
hard.
Costly.
Yes.
For them. But at least they got to have a season and they got to play some ball, and they're here, and I'm very proud of Hillsboro Hops organization for stepping up and giving them a place to play.
Yeah, because, you know, one person I spoke with has said to me that, you know, you got your low A, high A, double A, and then those are the years when you see the most out of the players and they're most excited and hungry to get up. Would you say that holds true for what you've seen with these two teams?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Excellent. Now, my final question for you before we let you finish and enjoy the game. Baseball movies. I love to talk to people about baseball movies.
I love baseball movies.
There's so many fantastic movies.
I know.
And there's a lot of the time it's pretty hard to narrow down just the right movie, what you think.
Extremely hard.
But
you're gonna make me do it.
I'm gonna ask you if you can, if with all the baseball movies out there, okay, what's your top two? I'll give you two. Or if you think there's more than two, you could let me know, but maybe in no particular. But what are your favorite?
I love Field of Dreams.
Yes.
I love The Natural.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a whole bunch of them after that. I loved Moneyball.
Moneyball was interesting.
I loved it. I loved 8 Men Out. I like baseball movies. They're fun. Bull Durham, classic.
Classic.
Then
you got The League of Their Own.
Absolutely. Exactly.
That's a fantastic movie on how like they made that. And it makes me wish I was alive during that time so I could see that those women play baseball.
And now starting to tell stories that needed to be told again for younger, newer audiences, 42.
Yeah.
Important. Just
yes.
important. Loved it. I know it had some naysayers that said, well, they didn't tell it right or this or that, but still it was good. It was a good movie.
Yeah. But there are a lot of good movies out there.
There are.
And I know this is a difficult question for a lot of people. You know, we get Field of Dreams happens to be one of the top ones.
Yeah.
And then you got Sandlot, Bull Durham, you know, that are great. You know, Major League happens to be one of those amazingly quirky
and
hilarious.
absolutely movies. Hilarious. I mean, it's one of those where you can quote lines from and everybody knows what you're talking about. Because it's yes. funny. It's, it was good. Major League was great.
What's one of your favorite lines from Major League?
Oh, my goodness. Willie Mays Hayes talking about his batting gloves where he says, I've got a pair for every base I'm going to steal.
Oh, yeah.
And his windup, you know, before he would hit.
Yeah, and then the...
Just funny stuff.
The part... So the baseball gloves, when he starts stealing the bases, he starts nailing them up on
yes.
his wall.
Yes.
It's just, like, hilarious.
It's just funny stuff. It's good.
It's great.
Good baseball humor.
It is. Well, Deborah, thank you for joining
My
me.
My pleasure.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for having
and
me.
And I'm saying, I'll say this in all honesty, I've had a blast thus far talking with
Aww,
you
thanks.
And your husband, and it's been wonderful. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
Yes. Well, that'll do it for this episode of the Diamonds and Roses podcast. I'm your host, Ben. You take care wherever you're at. Have a great day and peace out.